Today's daf in Masechet Ketuvot, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Chof Hei, and we made a little bit of headway over here on Chof Hei. We got up to Toshma, about a third of the way down. So we've been talking about what type of things provide a proof that somebody's a Kohen. We've been talking about the question of eating Truma, if it's Truma Rabbanan. Even eating Truma D'Oraisa can be Mala Mitruma L'Yuchasin, which turned out to be a Machlokas. We've been talking about Nesiut Kapayim. Maybe Nesiut Kapayim is different in places where we have a Beis Din, as we'll see. We've been talking about the question of whether you do things in public, the difference between public and risking doing something that people are going to speak up, or Beis Din will discover that you're not really a Kohen. We've been talking about the differences of eating something which may be a chiyav of misa versus doing something that wouldn't be such a chomor chiyav and so on. Let's take a look today and see, because we still don't have a clear raya about this yud kapayim, and see if we can find an actual proof about a kohen, or supposedly a kohen, who has been doing birkat kohanim. Is that enough of a raya for saying that he's a Kohen all around? So Tashma, let's take a look at the Braita. This Braita says, Beferish, the Chazaka Lekihuna would be if in Bavel somebody is Nosei et Kapav. Now, why Dafke in Bavel? Because, as we'll see, the issue of Nesiut Kapayim being a proof of Kahuna is only if it's in a location where we have some kind of serious check on this kind of behavior. So in Bavel, where they had Bote Dinim that were Kavuyim, of course, so a Beis Din would see to it that a guy who just goes up there and starts being supposedly a Kohen is checked out. But when you have like Hefkeres, total Hefkeres, like is most places today, whatever, people do whatever they want. I mean, it's not even an issue of a chutzpah. There's no limit to what people are liable to do. In which case, why would Nesiut Kapayim prove anything? But if you're in a place where there would be a Beis Din, so then it says over here that Nesiut Kapayim in a place like Bavel, or eating challah in a place like Surya. Now, this is a very fascinating kind of issues, because Lamaisa, challah and truma are basically the same, right? Challah is called reishis, truma is called reishis, the chiyuvim of a czar who eats challah is the same as the chiyuvim of a czar who eats truma. So, I mean, when you talk over here about challah, it doesn't seem to be different from truma. At least that's our assumption. What are we talking about when we say Surya? So remember, Surya was called Aram Tzovah. And the question over there was that since David HaMelech went and he did the kivush on his own of Aram Tzovah, and it was before he had gone ahead and been kovish all of Eretz Yisrael, so there's a machlokas about whether that's considered to be a kivush midiraisa, or a kivush yochid does not give it a din of Eretz Yisrael. So since over here we're saying that if you're eating challah in Surya, then that would be a raya that you're for sure a kohen. It must be that we're assuming that challah is a diraisa, like the Mad Yomer holds kivush yochid Ishme kivush, and therefore we would assume that if that's the case, the same thing would be true about truma. Masha inkein in Bavel, obviously Bavel doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore over there would only be a drabanan. So what we're saying is eating challah or truma, we think right now it's the same thing, eating challah or truma in Bavel would not be a proof of kahuna, because it doesn't entail any issue d'oraisa. Masha inkein Nesiut Kapayim, we're over there, people are going to be makpid on you in terms of a Beis Din, and that is an issue d'oraisa, even though it's not such a chomer iser, but nonetheless, it's a lava b'meklal aseh. So there, the Beis Din will investigate it. So in Surya, achilas challah, or if you got the zroa lechayayim v'keiva, so those are the matanot that are given from every normal shechita, and that is given to Kohanim. So if you are in a krach, and a krach is a city in which you always have people, it's a very large metropolitan area, so you have people all around that might recognize you. You see, if you're a visitor in some small dorf somewhere, Nobody knows if you're a Kohen or not. So over there, you would not be afraid to claim your Kohen to get the Zroa L'Chayayim V'Keva. And there's no Isser that's involved in eating the Zroa L'Chayayim V'Keva. It's not that it has Kedusha. It's not like Chala or like Truma at all. But the point is that the very assertion that you're a Kohen, if you're in a small town, doesn't prove anything, because who's going to know otherwise, right? If you don't live there and people don't know you're coming by, so why would we think it's a Kohen? If you're in a krach, then you're going to meet the guy who lives down the street that was also here from Borough Park. I mean, everybody's here from Borough Park, and therefore they're going to say, what are you doing with this Royal Chayim V'Kevo? You can't afford to buy a piece of meat yourself, you're going to. So therefore, he would have to be in a krach that would also be a raya. But anyway, what's important to us, we're looking, of course, to the Nesiut Kapayim. And it says over here that, yes, the Nesiut Kapayim is a raya that you're a Kohen. Now, what does it mean when it says that you're a Kohen? Because, I mean, until now, we've said, yeah, but that doesn't mean you're a Kohen in terms of yichus. It means you're a Kohen in terms of being allowed to eat truma, right? But over here, it can't mean that, I don't think, because, I mean, we talked about challah, and challah is truma. So it's got to be talking about over here, yichus. Okay, so then if that's the case, my lovely yuchasim. So you see from here that indeed you can bring a raya from the fact that somebody was nosias kapov in an area that has bote dinim kivuim, like Bovel, and that would be a proof that he's a Kohen, even in terms of yichus. No, maybe over here it also means only in terms of truma. What do you mean in terms of truma? One of the things that we mentioned was eating challah, darn it. Now, challah is truma. So what do you mean for truma? Bring a raya that he's a Kohen for truma because he's eating truma. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Well, do me a chilas challah katani. Challah obviously doesn't mean that you can prove from eating challah that he can eat truma. I mean, challah is truma for all dinim. So it must be that just like the challah, what we mean is that you can assume he's a Kohen, even the Gabi Yichusim. The same thing would be true in terms of Nesiut Kapayim, even the Gabi Yichusim, right? No. Challah is also a raya that you can eat truma. What? Yeah, because you see, Kasavar, I'll tell you why. Kasavar challah bismana says only to Rabbona. And the chiddush is that from eating a challah that's derabbanan, we allow him to eat a truma, which is the oraisa, but not yichusim, because of the malas of yichusim. That's all. We're going to see that there's such a shita. In a moment, I'm going to bring you a shita that holds that even if you would say that truma bismanazeh is the oraisa, challah bismanazeh would be derabbanan. And this is the way that Ravuna Breda Rabbi Yoshua insists is the halacha and said the opposite of the way that the Rabbanan in the Beis HaMedrash assumed this. We're about to tell you the mice. Okay, but before we get there, Tashma, let me bring you another raya that Nesiut Kapayim is considered to be a chazaka l'kuhuna, even in terms of Yichusi. So the Breda says like this, chazaka l'kuhuna, Nesiut Kapayim, and or chiluk granot be'eretz Yisrael. So, okay, if people are giving you truma at the Goren in Eretz Yisrael, which would be a d'oraisa, and you get truma, or because there are but they didn't kavuim in Eretz Yisrael, if you have the chutzpah to be going up there and doing birkat kohanim, there was no bezdin that interfered, so then that would be a raya that you are a kohen. So apparently, we're assuming, why would that be a raya? Because truma bizbanazeh would be a d'oraisa. So therefore, it would be involving an iser misa. If he weren't a Kohen, he wouldn't be eating an iser misa. Ubisuria, uvekol bakom sheshluchei rosh chodesh magiin, masha'enken, if you live in Syria, or in a place which is close enough to Eretz Yisrael, that the shluchim from Bezdin that determine when the real Mayed is, so they tell you when Bezdin was Kovei Rosh Chodesh, if it's a place where those shluchim will arrive, then you could be Soimech on this Nesiut Kapayim as well. What does that have to do with that? Very simple. If it's a place that is close enough to get the shluchim from the Bezdin Yerushalayim, then they are always Kovei a bezdin in that mokum, which has the authority to be mekabel shluchim and to announce the din of when the moadim are in that place. So basically, it's another way of saying if you have batei dinim kivuim. Fine. So therefore, if you're within that reach, and above all, even though it's out of that reach, but as we said before, they also have batei dinim kivuim in Bavel. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about here. So if you're in Surya, so then the siyut kapayim is a raya, but giving out truma is not a raya, because in Surya, so apparently this price holds like the Mandi Omer, that a kivush yochid is not considered to be a chiyuv in a kedushas haaretz, and because of that, the truma in Surya would only be the rabbana. And as far as Bavel is concerned, it's exactly the same thing. The truma is the rabbana, but there are batei dinim kavuim, and therefore the nisiyut kapayim would be a raya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Alexandria was also the same way. Before it was destroyed, obviously, but when there used to be that incredible Jewish yeshiv in Alexandria, so it was Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim in the times when it was that amazing place, that also would be a good raya, that nisiyas kapayim, because you have batei dinim that were kavuim, very chashim batei dinim that were kavuim over there. But anyway, so what does it say over here? Nisiyas kapayim. Okay, now what is it talking about? I mean, must be talking about Yichusim. Why? Why is that talking about Yichusim? Maybe it's talking about that he's a Kohen in terms of eating challah. What do you mean in terms of eating challah? It says over here that Chiluk Giranot. Chiluk Giranot means that you're eating Truma, the Araisa. So that's got to mean Liyichus. It can't possibly mean for challah. I mean, challah is Truma. Whatever the din is for the truma, that would be the din of the challah. So this is the same as the gemara that we had before in the inverse. So if you're telling me that he's eating truma, I don't need a raya that he can eat challah, because challah is truma, right? So therefore, it's got to be for yichus. After siyas kapayim is for yichus. And here is the gemara. This is what the gemara was referring to earlier, that actually there's a difference between challah and truma, la halacha. Legabi which halacha, legabi the shaila of which is the araita. That actually chiluk geronot is gufa, is a raya of challah. So you'll say, I understand, truma and challah the same? No, no, because this price holds that truma bismana says derabbanan, and therefore I need to have a raya that he's a kohen in terms of giving him challah, which is bismana says deraisa. And the chiddush is that maskinim truma derabbanan lechala deraisa. So we're even able, but not yichusim. That's because, again, as we said before, we have a special ma'ala l'gabe yichusim. But enochinami, in terms of aliyah l'truma, that yes, even though it's an aliyah from a derabonan to a deraisa. Maskinim truma derabonan l'chala deraisa. And where do we get the idea that chala would be deraisa, whereas truma is derabonan? Because Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, and this was the Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, that we talked about earlier, and we said the way that he argues on the Rabbanan, he said the exact opposite. But what he did is he came into the Beis HaMedrash, and he finds them saying, the Omer Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Ashkachatina l'Rabbanan b'birav d'yasif yakamri. I walk into the Beis HaMedrash, and I say, I hear people saying over there, Afil, Ulamad Yomer Truma Bismanazez only the Rabbanan, but Chala Bismanazez is the Raisa. They have a beautiful proof. Their proof is so wonderful. Every other time that the Torah discusses dinim that come into effect when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it always says, Ki Tavo'u Ela Oretz, or it says, Ki Yaviacha Hashem Elokecha. And this is the only place in Kol HaTorah Kula that it avoids any of those lashinas, and it says bivoachem. Now, I mean, you understand that there's a major difference between the word bivoachem and kitavo. Bivoachem means while you're still in the process of coming, right? So therefore, we learn from there that even though when it says kitavo or kitavo or kiyaviacha, what it means is that it's already after the 7 years that we were involved in the Kivush of Eretz Yisrael, and then another 7 years of giving out the Nachalas. So that's 14 years that it took Yoshua before he was Kaveh the Kedushas Haaretz, where everything was in its place. But even before that, that would mean that there was not yet the Kviyas of Kedushas Haaretz, you're chayiv and challah right away. So therefore, it must be that bisman hazeh, where we also are prior to kivush v'chiluk, if you hold that the kedusha is not chal yet, min yiraisa, so therefore, it's still included in bevoachem, therefore bisman hazeh, the challah would be a chiyuv, but the truma would not be a chiyuv. So therefore, they said that this was like the earlier approach that we took, right? That mischayvu b'chalav, lo nitchayvu b'truma. I, said Rav Huna, said to them, you got it backwards, my friends. And this is what we're referring to earlier, where we said that on the contrary, challah would be only derabbanan and truma would be deraisa. And that was Rav Huna shita kid apchet, when he said the opposite. Here's where he said the opposite. I, Rav Huna, said to them, on the contrary, afilu l'man d'omar truma b'zman hazeh d'oraita, challah would be derabbanan. Why? For another reason. Because the bright actually supports me. It says bevoachem el ha'aretz over here. Absolutely unique lashon. So you might think, says the brisa, that what defines as you're coming? You know, so I guess if a couple meraglim walk into Eretz Yisrael, so then that is the process of coming, right? So you might think, therefore, ibevoachem, yochol mishin nichvesula, shnayim v'shloshim meraglim, so two or three meraglim come in, that's it, that's the beginning of the process of bia. And at that point, you're mechuyev to take off challah. Amud lomar bevoachem, b'viat kuchem amart. Every last guy, meaning, of course, Rov would be fine, you need to have all of Yisrael here, and only then would you be chayim v'challah. B'viat kuchem amart, v'lo b'viat miktzatchem, that is a din dafka in challah. V'chi askino Ezra. Now let's think about how we're mechuyev bizman hazeh because of Ezra. Okay, how many people came with Ezra? Oh man, 40-some thousand people. I mean, that's ridiculous. So you had a tiny proportion of Jews come up. That obviously is not going to be mechuyev, correct? And therefore, I say, bizman hazeh, since most Yisrael is outside of Eretz Yisrael, therefore the challah is the rabbanan. Mashenke by truma, we don't have this chiyev, so therefore the truma could be the raita, says Rav Huna. That's a different shaila. That's dependent on whether the kedusha was a kedusha latid lavo, and therefore challah bizman hazeh is only the rabbanan, which is what we also pass. Okay, so we can't bring a raya anymore that challah is like truma. Therefore, maybe it means that only the chazaka would be legabe nisiyas kapayim to achilas truma, but not necessarily nisiyas kapayim to yuchasi. Tashma, chazaka likuhuna, nisiyut kapayim, and or chiluk granot, and or, at least we think it means that, edut. Well, I mean, edut means direct. I know that this is his father, and I know his yichus, and I know that he's a Kohen. And wait a minute. What do you mean, Edut Chazok? Edus is not a Chazoka. Edus is, I know. I mean, what are you throwing in Edus here, right? So therefore, what must it be saying? Amazing. We finally have got our real information. It's saying, and that Nesiut Kapayim might as well be Edut, because it's completely and totally reliable. So just like Edut means the yichus, so to nisiyut kapayim means yichus. Why else did we throw in edut as a complete non sequitur in bringing a chazaka? An edus is not a chazaka. No. You don't understand. When it says edut, it means edut to a chazaka, which Tosfos explains like this. Edut to a chazaka, which in itself would not be enough of a proof unless the Aidim tell you additional information that makes it a chazaka, such as the cases that we're about to see. So that would be, for instance, Edut Abami Koa Chazaka, like Yahudi Atal Kami de Rabami. So a guy comes to Rabami and he says, you see that guy? I have a chazaka that guy is a Kohen. So Rabami said, well, what makes you think he was a Kohen? Maraita. So the guy says to Rabami, I saw that all the time they give him the first aliyah in the Beit HaKnesset. Said Rabami, so what does that prove? Is it because he's a Kohen? Or is it maybe because he was an Adam Gadol? And an Adam Gadol could be Kerei Rishain. So was it because Kashu Kohen? Now note that that means, as the Rishonim point out, that it must have been that Bois Hazman, there was no minug of saying Barnea Levi ben Amos HaKohen. They would only say Barnea Levi ben Amos. And therefore, who knows? Maybe it's because he's such a Talmud Chacham. Maybe it's not because he's a Kohen. Must be. Today, in order to avoid exactly this situation, so it became the minhag to call a Kohen a Kohen. So now we know now that he's been Kohen because he's a Kohen. But at that time, apparently, this wasn't true. So therefore, Rav Ami said, I don't know how you're going to prove that he's a Kohen just because he read first. Maybe he was a very harsh of a person. No, said the guy, because Korah Acharav Levi. The din is that if a Kohen does not read first, we do not give the Levi to read second. So therefore, because that's exactly the point, because that would be Koveya, the first guy, as being a Kohen. So since a Levi read after him, because that's Loshon HaGemara, Nitparda HaChavila. What's the meaning of Nitparda HaChavila? So the entire structure of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael breaks down if we don't have a Kohen. And that way, we do not have an inyan of calling up the Levi. So therefore, I know that it must be that he was a Kohen. And based on that, Rav Ami accepted what he said. And he was, Rav Ami, l'kulhuna alpiv. So this, of course, is l'gabe truma, not l'gabe yichasin. Fine, we're not coming to discuss that issue. But we're just coming to explain, what do we mean, edut to a chazakah, according to Tosfos? And that's an excellent point. So if we wouldn't have had this guy's entire background, which is that there was a Levi who read afterwards, I mean, the fact that I see somebody reading Rishon does not prove that he's a Kohen. So what it's saying is that if he has to bring additional information in order for his edus, in order to make it meaningful, we accept that as the equivalent of a full chazaka. And there was another maisa, actually, that was sort of the opposite, which proved that somebody was a Levi and that people wanted to give advice. Was a guy who came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he said, I know that this guy's a Levi. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asks the man, what makes you say that? So Mara Ita. Well, Marla, I saw him got the second aliyah in the Beit HaKnesset. Yeshikar Hasheni beBeit HaKnesset. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, well, I mean, how do you know? Maybe he read as the Sheni because it was a case of Nitparda Chavila. And based on that, we went in the Seder of the Hashivas. So maybe he was the guy that got an Aliyah based on his Hashivas, right? Could be. No. I know that the guy before him was reading as a Kohen. And if it wouldn't have been, then it would be Nitpar da Chavila. Ve'alo Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi le'levia alpiv. Ahuda anto l'kame de Reish Lakish. There was once, same kind of mice. A guy comes to Reish Lakish and say, see that fellow? I know that he's a Kohen. So Reish Lakish said to him, how do you know he's a Kohen? I saw him read. Always the Beit HaKnesset. He got the Kohen Aliyah. Shekor Rishon Beit HaKnesset. So Reish Lakish said to him, this is a proof that he's a Kohen. Did you see him getting Truma in the Beit HaGranot? So Rabbi Elazar hears Reish Lakish saying that. Rabbi Elazar says, what kind of crazy question is that? And if it's a place where there are no granot, and it's not a place where they grow grain. So now there's no din of kahuna in this town. So I don't understand what kind of weird question is that. In Incham Goran, Batla kahuna. Now, once happened that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar together were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and this happened over there, that a guy comes in, tells Rabbi Yochanan, I know that he's a Kohen. And Reish Lakish says the same question. Did you see him getting truma on the Goren? And Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, what kind of weird question is that? And if there's no Goren, so now there's no din of the kahuna. You can't bring other rias for the kahuna. So man, he was so angry because that language, he saw that Rabbi Elazar must have gotten it from Rabbi Yochanan and his Rebbe. So he said, other Chazer Rabbi Elazar Bishas, Reish Lakish knew how to give you a look that will put you through the floor, you know. So he gave him one of his looks, and he, as if to say, you heard something from Bar Napcha. Bar Napcha was the way they used to call Rabbi Yochanan. And the simple shot is because his father was actually a Napcha, was a blacksmith. And you didn't say in his name? Now, the truth is that it's very strange that he didn't say in his name, because guess who the author of the halacha of Kol HaOmer Dover B'Shem Omro Mevi Geula L'Yoyov is? It's Reb Elazar. And so he's the last one that should have been lax about bringing it B'Shmo. No? I mean, it's a very strange situation. How could that be? So it's very interesting. There's a beautiful analysis from Reb Reuven Margolius, that's all, who's got these great, great little svarim. Each one of them has these amazing analyses, right? So he brings that many, many places where we find things that were said in one makom quoted from Reb Yochanan, another makom quoted as if they were said by Reb Elazar, without saying Amar Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Yochanan. And that's because of the shita that we saw before, that Reb Elazar held that since everything that he said was from Reb Yochanan, and he used to walk always behind Reb Yochanan, this again is Margolius bring a riot from the Gemara in Yuma, and therefore he would walk backwards. When he was in front of Reb Yochanan, if he was leaving the Beis HaMidrash, he would mamish walk backwards because of Amos Rabbah. So he considered everything that he said to be, by definition, Reb Yochanan. So because of that, he didn't quote him. And nonetheless, Reish Lakish was upset that maybe people wouldn't know that, and so on. But Reb Yochanan was his Rabbo Muvhak. So therefore, he wasn't marked to be Mazkir specifically. Now, there was also another Maisa of Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. Now, we're not sure which Maisa took place by which person, but we know that one of them was Mala a child, Alpi Aviv Lekuhuna, and one of them was Mala a brother, Alpi Achiv Leleviya, even though obviously a father is not a kosher aid, and a brother is not a kosher aid. Now, I don't know who did what, but the Gemara says, but we can figure out who did what. Tistayim that it was Rebbe who was the one that was Mala Aben Alpi Aviv Lekuhuna. Where? D'Tanya. Hareshabavi Amar B'nizev Kohenu. The guy comes along and he says, this is my son, and he is a Kohen, and then this person is Ne'aman in terms of Truma, but he's not Ne'aman in terms of Yichus. So ain't Ne'aman La'asi O'isha. They very Rebbe. Oh, Malo Rebbe Chia. I don't understand you. I mean, Mamanimshach, if you're going to be miming this person to give him truma, so then you have to be miming to give him a wife. Now, that, of course, is ridiculous, because we've said all along that the halacha of Yichusin is that we're more makbid, right? But the issue over here, according to many Rishonim, is that where Bechia says not that we should believe him as an Eid Echad, of course not, that we know that there's a difference. But that the difference would be, Barnea, if you're already walking there, why don't you just turn around and walk towards me? You're going in the wrong direction. Just turn around and walk a little bit, and I'll wave to you. I'll even get you something to drink if you need more drinks. So in this case, we would actually only ask that Kasha, that if you're going to believe him to give him Truma, why don't you believe him together with another aid? We're not saying you should be believed alone. But why are we passing you from Adas entirely? That's the question that Rebbe Chiya is asking. And if you're not going to accept this Adas together with another aid to be able to be Masio Isha, then you shouldn't believe him even to allow him to eat Truma. So Rebbe said to him, I believe him to give Truma because of a different halacha. And that is wherever a person is able to do something without our being involved. So then when he says that it can be done, since it's biyado, we accept it. And it is biyado to give him truma, but he's not believed laseo isha, because it's not up to him for a woman that would accept him that was of unblemished yichus. Ain biyado laseo isha. Okay, so that is a good ride. It's a good raya that we now know that Rebbe clearly was the one who must have said that a father is believed to be machil bano in terms of the kahuna. Since it was Rebbe who was the one that was allowing a father to testify about a son of Gabi Truma, it must have been that it was Rabbi Chiya who was the one that allowed a brother to testify that his brother would be allowed to take Miser and that he's a Levi. Well, I don't understand. I mean, Rabbi Chiya, there's a difference between father to son or brother to brother. I mean, both cases are psulei edus. Why believe the brother and not believe the father? Ma'ishna ben delo, why wouldn't he have done what Rebbe did? Because of the fact that he's a korov etzoloviv. Last I heard, brothers are related too, you know. Ach nami korovu etzolachiv. Nah, the ma'isa with Rebbe Chiya had nothing to do with edus. The ma'isa with Rebbe Chiya was because the brother was mesiach lefituma. And when somebody is mesiach lefituma without the slightest awareness that there are implications, lahalacha, of what he's saying, so then we accept it because it's mesiach lefituma. This is one of those occasions. I'll give you a very beautiful example. There was a ma'isa kiyadur of Yehuda, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Ma'aseba adam echad. What's happened that a guy was talking about his memories as a little kid? So he was saying, Beisiach lefituma, I, he says, I remember long time ago, and this was maybe 80 years ago, you know, there I was a little kid and I was being carried on my daddy's back. Oh, those were the days. And I remember they took me out of school, stripped me, and threw me into the water. Oh, God. I was pretty nervous at the time, I can tell you that. But what happened is that that evening, they gave me truma to eat. Man, oh, man. What happened with the memories here? So, based on that, wait, Rabbi Chiya says there were more to the memories. What happened is that chaverai bedilimi meni. My friends would stop playing with me. Because they all knew you couldn't be Metame a Kohen. And they used to call me Yochanan a Challah Eater. That's better than the monster. And based on that, Rebbe was mala this guy to the Kohuna. So you see that it is in fact a Meshiach Lefitumo that is perfectly okay. Now, obviously, once we know this, then that means our proof about Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya is not much of a proof anymore. Because now we know that Rebbe was mala also based on Meshiach Lefitumo, so it could have been the same story in the inverse, that maybe they both had a Maisa Meshiach Lefitumo. Tosha says, Yainochinami, but we prefer to keep it the way that we did about the Tistayim, because that was referring to a real psak of Rebbe, not based on Meshiach Lefitumo, which was a machlokas with Rebbe Chiya. So because of that, we quote this, but obviously it's not a 100% raya that that was what we're referring to.